Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Get ready for Vibe, the valued interaction in business exchange. Brought to you by Impact Ministries Worldwide on Impact Radio. And now, Vibe, the valued interaction in business exchange. Thank you for joining us today on Vibe, the valued interaction in business exchange. We are so excited for all of you who have joined with us from Prayer 24/7 365 and those of you who are getting into this broadcast through Blog Talk Radio and Impact Radio. We're just excited because we know that we're going to stand in the gap and make up the hedge for those who need it. And we are excited that you have chosen to be a part. Don't forget to check us out online at www.impactmw.org, and you can always log into the broadcast by clicking Impact Radio on the link on the side. Again, that's impactministriesworldwide.org or impactmw.org. Click on the link that says Impact Radio, and it will get you right into the broadcast. And now we're going to go ahead and get started in prayer today. The weekly scheduled events and activities for Impact Ministries Worldwide and Impact Worship Centers are as follows. Please note that all listed times are Central Standard Time. Come be a part of Sunday Resource, our premier Sunday service for Impact Worship Center every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Worship starts at 7 and the Word at 7:30. Join us each Monday at 12 noon for the Clergy Connection Experience, the official prayer and inspiration time for the consummate clergy community. The Clergy Connection extends to you an invitation to First Monday Clergy Prayer, each first Monday night at 7 p.m. Tuesday is Consecration and Wellness Day at Impact Ministries Worldwide. We pray and meditate each Tuesday until sundown. For more information on our consecration procedures and fasting protocols, please visit our prayer247365.org prayer portal. Catch Living Life Well with Pastor P for our 30-minute weekly broadcast dedicated to helping us learn to live unquestionably free of disease, displeasure, disorder, doubt, deficiency, and dread. Midweek Reload. Join us for our innovative and provocative approach to revealing the relevancy and reliability of the Word of God on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Watch out, it's habit forming. Tune in to the PCAST each Wednesday at 12 noon as we learn how to become more confident and more competent in our kingdom living. Calling all entrepreneurs, inventors, company owners, manufacturers, senior management, business leaders, developers, creators, composers, arrangers, authors, and the like for Vibe, our valued interaction and business exchange. Come and learn with us each Thursday at 12 noon and watch God turn your business concerns inside out. Friday is Family Day at Impact Ministries. Join us Fridays at noon for 30 minutes of inspiration, education, and motivation on PROS, the PROS radio show, followed immediately by our Fit Family Prayer. Remember, you can also call into our regularly scheduled worship services, Bible services, and prayer services on our toll-free number, 888-405-9785. Again, that's 888-405-9785, and press pound to be connected to a live service in progress. That will be all of our weekly announcements here on Impact Radio.
Well, thank you once again, Pastor Patience, and for Pastor Howard and all at the Impact Ministries Worldwide. Great to be with you again for this latest edition of Vibe, the Valued Interaction in Business Exchange. Great to have you with us again today. And as we're approaching into a new season, we're entering a new series. So I'm really looking forward to sharing with you on some things that God has given on my heart to help you. If you're a business leader, if you're a ministry leader, if you're an entrepreneur, someone who's creative in their thinking, someone who's got a calling and a gifting to move out in that direction, then this is for you. So let's pray and then we'll get right on into it today. Father, thank you once again for the opportunity to share around your word. We pray, Holy Spirit, you come, you take of what we bring from your word, what I bring from my heart, you take of what is from you, Lord, you plant it in good soil, God, it will bear much fruit, will be beneficial, God, to everyone who's listening today, will be beneficial to those who receive it, and be beneficial as it's passed on and given out, and it will bear fruit and multiply and bring forth an abundant harvest for everyone who hears it and partakes of it. So thank you, Lord, once again for this opportunity. Okay, it's wonderful to be here. It's Pastor Jeff here, speaking from Auckland, New Zealand, and it's a really great opportunity to start this new series. I've been looking at sometimes some of the things that we need to handle. I've noticed very much that there's some hard times around for a lot of people. They're having to handle the hard stuff. And I want to really deal with some of the hard stuff. I want to talk about the real stuff, where the rubber meets the road, the real issues that we have to deal with, and how we can deal with them, and how we can be equipped to handle them. And these things apply totally to whether you're in ministry or whether you're in business, because they're principles from the Bible, principles from the Word of God, principles given that can stand the test of time and any situation whatsoever. So we're going to look at number one, first off, of handling the hard stuff. And it's called discouragement. It's one of those D words that we come across, those dreaded D words. And discouragement is probably one of the huge assignments and the huge attack that is on the people of God right now. To get discouraged, to fall to one side or the other, to give up, to lay down, to stop fighting. I want to encourage you today that if you're discouraged, listen on today. We're going to give you some tools and some keys that you can stand against that. I believe discouragement is going to be broken off and lifted off people today as they listen to this broadcast. You will leave and finish feeling encouraged, feeling empowered, feeling that, yes, we can do this. Discouragement. What is discouragement? I looked up the definition, and I've got three definitions here, which we're going to unpack a little bit over this next session. Firstly, to deprive of confidence, hope, or spirit. So it's to do with depriving the confidence that you have. In order to maintain your business, to maintain your leadership, to maintain where you're heading, you've got to remain confident. Confident in the vision that you have and confident in where you're going. And confident that you have the person alongside of you who's going to help you get there. And that's why we have to so rely on God in these days. But discouragement comes when the confidence is deprived. Confidence is knocked. And I'm speaking to some of you right now today. You're feeling disempowered. You've been confident in the past, but you're not feeling confident right now. Things ahead of you are looking shaky. Even the place that you're placing your feet, your foundation, is feeling a little bit shaky. Well, sometimes God is actually shaking your foundation because he's doing a work in your heart. So if it's God, allow him to shake it. Sometimes it's the enemy. Satan is throwing in darts and throwing in things to knock you off course and to shake your confidence. We're going to talk more about confidence later on. But to deprive of confidence, hope, or spirit. That's what happens in discouragement. I'm going to break that word down as well. Secondly, to try to prevent by expressing disapproval or raising objections. Many of you face disapproving looks. Disapproval of where you're trying to go, especially for the entrepreneurs. I want to speak to you today. Don't give up. Do not give up on your entrepreneurial spirit. It's that kind of spirit that breaks through. It pioneers new things. It pioneers new ministries. It pioneers new businesses. Pioneers where no other man has gone before. You trail. You blaze a trail. You cut through the undergrowth. if you like, in the jungle. You make the trail and others will follow. Others will come behind you and they will probably do a better job than you. But you are called right now to make a trail, to cut through. So all you entrepreneurs, I want to encourage you today, do not be discouraged. Lift up that baton once again and run. Run the race. Don't get discouraged. There are people out there trying to prevent by expressing disapproval, disbelief, throwing cold water on your fire. I hope today, by the end of this message, your fire is going to be burning again. Hallelujah. Thirdly, the third definition of discouragement, the feeling of despair in the face of obstacles. Are we speaking to anybody today? The feeling of despair in the face of too many mountains, too many obstacles. Okay, we're going to look at a few things that we can actually talk through right now today. And these are going to help you. These are keys. They actually all begin with C. So for anyone who likes the alliterations where you have things that all line up, I know Pastor Patience loves those kind of things. Pastor Howard's not too keen on them. Hallelujah, I love them today because God gave me this order. So we got C's. Firstly, change the polarity from negative to positive. This is how we begin to fight the discouragement. We change the polarity. We've got to shift it from the negative to the positive. Often if you deal with batteries or car batteries, you have a negative, you have a positive. If you change the polarity, the battery blows up. But this is not the case here. When we change our polarity from a negative atmosphere, a negative environment, we start to change it to a positive environment, a positive atmosphere around you. Maybe some things have come in that have caused negative, and negativity is flowing maybe out of you as a leader or as a business leader. It's flowing out of you. So I just want to encourage you today, switch that polarity around. I've put here in the notes, which you can pick up on impactmw.org. If you go in there, it'll take you to youversion.com. Some great websites. Please go and avail yourself of everything that's up there at impactmw.org. It is full of amazing tools, testimonies, and teachings. All sorts of things are available online there. And you can pick up the notes also at youversion.com from today's broadcast. So change the polarity from negative to positive. Learn to handle the successes as well as the failures. Don't let the pride of life become the motivation for your work and service, which is what happens. We sometimes allow pride to rise, and it's going to try and take us through, and it becomes our motivation. We've got to change our motivation. We've got to change the atmosphere and change the polarity. We've got successes and we have failures. You have to learn to handle both. Listen to these words of wisdom from the Bible. Philippians 4, verse 11 to 13. Apostle Paul writing. Apostle Paul was an incredible man who had an amazing encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus. He was a Christian hater. He was going around rounding them up, throwing them in prison. He was out to get them killed. He was so against everything, Jesus and followers of the way. In the first century, he had an encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus, totally transformed him. He went on to do missionary work around the known world. He took the gospel to places that it had never been to before. And he was the author, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he divinely authored 13 books of the New Testament. This was Saul who became Paul because he had an encounter with Jesus. Hallelujah. Philippians is one of these books. This is him writing. It's God's word, but he uses a human instrument to write it. Philippians 4, verse 11 to 13. Not that I, Paul, am implying that I was in any personal want, for I have learned how to be content, satisfied to the point where I am not disturbed or disquieted in whatever state I am. So through our successes and through our failures, we remain positive. We remain content, satisfied to the point where you're not going to be disturbed and we're not going to be disquieted by the ups and the downs. So you won't be on the downside of the roller coaster right now. I want to encourage you, don't be disturbed, don't be disquieted. Stay in the place of peace in whatever state you are and be content because you know this cycle will come out. The enemy will use it to discourage you and you'll think it's the end, but I want to encourage you today and say, no, it's not. I know how to be abased, Paul says in verse 12, and live humbly in straitened circumstances. I know also how to enjoy plenty and live in abundance. Amen. I speak as a missionary. I've been in both. constantly in both. God provides, you have plenty, and then at other times you have lack. But we learn to be content in that, and that's true for you today. Learn to be content. Wherever you are right now, it will pass. This too will pass. I have learned in any and all circumstances the secret of facing every situation, whether well-fed or going hungry, having a sufficiency and enough to spare or going without and being in want. Verse 13, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I love that. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. You grab hold of that today as you're listening. Change your polarity. Understand whether you're in lack, whether you're in want, whether you're come under the confidence is being eroded, objections are coming against you, desperation is beginning to come into you. I want to lift you up and encourage you today. My brother, my sister, my friend, my partner, be encouraged. Whatever state you're in, be confident. Don't lose that. We're going on to our next point, which is point number three, if you're following on the notes. And talking about confidence, when I made the word discouragement, we're looking at the definition, to deprive of confidence. Okay, do not throw away your confidence, for you will receive the promise. This is the second C. Change the polarity, first one. Don't throw away your confidence is the second one. You will receive the promise. I just want to go back and break the word discouragement. If you actually look at that word, courage is in the middle. Courage, and it's discourage. So it's trying to dis your courage, and it's meant to. Discouragement. It's meant to dis the courage you have. I'm kind of just pulling that word and stretching it around a little bit, playing with it a little, but I hope you get the meaning. So courage is in the center of discouragement. We're going to talk about courage in a minute. We're talking about confidence right now. And, you know, certainly that is another key. In discouragement, confidence is eroded. So I'm encouraging you today, do not throw away your confidence. It's a Greek word, ekbalo. It actually means like to hurl away, to throw away from you. And sometimes you might throw in the towel. You might feel like saying, that's it, I'm done, I can't do this anymore. I want to just break those words off of you today and say, do not say that anymore. God has a plan and a purpose for you, and he sent me just to give this message to you today. Don't throw away your confidence in your ministry, in your business, in the plan that you have for your life. It will be richly rewarded. Listen to this word of God in Hebrews 10, 35 to 36. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. That's that word. Don't throw it away from you. Don't throw in the towel, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. So stay patient. Stay with it. Stick with it. Stick with that confidence that you had in the beginning, the very confidence that gave you the spark to start and to stand up and to do what you're doing, to press on. That same confidence, I pray right now, will just flood back into you. Don't throw it away. Don't throw in the towel. Edison, when he was trying to design light bulbs, he had 1,000, even more attempts and got it wrong. But he kept going because he was just learning. He said, that's okay, they're just practicing, just showing me it's not quite right. And I want to encourage some of you with that word. Maybe it's just because it wasn't quite right, but next time you've learned from it and you're going to get it right next time. Don't throw it away. Don't let discouragement come in and rob your confidence, deprive you. The word of God says, don't throw it away. So I want you to pick it up once again. Right now, just pick up that confidence that you had at the beginning, the very confidence that said, yes, I can do this. I want to encourage you to go for it today. Let's look at the second, the fourth point. Sorry, not the second, the fourth one, which is another C. Take back your courage. Right in the middle of that word of discouragement is the word courage. And I think the assignment against you is to bring fear. The very courage that it takes to stand up and say yes to Jesus, yes to a ministry, yes to a business. It takes courage. to take the risk. We talked about faith and risk before. I want to encourage everyone here. And I really feel that's why I'm using that word encourage a lot today, because that's got a courage in the middle as well. Discourage. We're going to speak the opposite. We're going to do the opposite. We're going to encourage. Here at Impact Ministries Worldwide, we speak positive. We speak life and we speak encouragement into you today. If you're listening today, you've tuned in just at the right time, because this is a word for you to be encouraged. Don't throw it away. You're walking the hard stuff. You're handling this discouragement, but we're going to encourage you in God. So take back that courage that you had. It takes boldness. I admire and honor people who set out to start businesses, to start ministries, to plow in where no one has plowed before, to walk in into a new venture, because you're having to feel your way through it. You're having to cut through new ground. You're having to make experiments. You're having to take risks. Some work, some don't work. But be encouraged today. Take back your courage. Listen to this Bible verse, Joshua 1, verse 5 to 6. As I was with Moses, this is God speaking, so I will be with you. God is promising that he'll be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. What a great promise from God, the creator of the universe himself, is speaking to you today. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. So take back that courage again. I'm just going to pray fear off of anyone who's listening right now, because fear would have come in, fear of the surroundings, fear of failing, fear of lack, fear of not succeeding. We're going to break those right now. In Jesus' name, I want to pray. Father, I thank you for everyone who's listening. And on this particular point, I just really feel prompted right now to say, in the name of Jesus, I break every fear that might be over anyone who's listening right now. Fear of where they are in their ministry, fear of where they are in their business or their leadership. Fear has come in. Courage is waning. Discouragement is attacking. I want to just speak the words of God over you right now. God speaks to you and says, I will be with you. I will not fail you. I will not forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. I speak those words of life, Lord, over my brothers, over my sisters, over partners in ministry today. I speak that forth in Jesus' name. Take back your courage. Let's look at point five. We've just got two more to cover on the broadcast today. Point five says, bring your thoughts into captivity. There's the other C. Your thoughts into captivity. What happens is discouragement attacks our minds. All right? It erodes our confidence, tries to get our courage, and it attacks our minds. Attacks our thought life. We begin to doubt. We begin to fear. We begin to question whether we've heard right. We begin to question our own decisions. I mean, I've walked through all of these, so I'm speaking from experience. I'm condensing it down, I know, into a few short words, but believe me, I could give you many testimonies of how I've had to walk through this. The battle of the mind is huge, and all of us at Impact Ministries Worldwide, we're real about this, and we're talking a lot this year. We've spoken about the mind and the battle of the mind and the will and the emotions. We understand the soul realm and what happens. And it's a real thing we have to take a hold of. It's a real warfare we have to take a charge of. And the Bible's quite clear. Let me read 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. Cast down all imaginations. Some versions say vain imaginations. Cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So some of your minds have been wandering. They wander off into the what ifs, into the land of what if, land of should haves, land of wish I hads. We need to not go there. We need to cast down all vain imaginations, and every high thing exalts itself against the knowledge of God. I just want to speak some knowledge of God to you today. God is faithful. God is true. God is just. That's the knowledge of God we're talking about. He will not let you fall. He will not forsake you. He will be with you through every trial that you go through. He has walked before you, and he will be your rear guard. He knows everything that has gone before and he can identify with everything you're going through. This is our God. Yet he loves you. He pours out his continued confidence in you. And whatever you do, you will not fail him because he loves you. So I want to speak the word of life and the word of truth into you today. I want you to bring all the thoughts that would be opposing that truth into captivity. Take hold of them, pull them back in, and bring them into obedience. Don't let your mind run off today. Don't let it run off with these thoughts. Because what happens is, as soon as our minds start running, it opens the door for that discouragement to come in. Our confidence goes, our courage goes, our trust in God goes, and our trust in ourselves goes. We don't trust our own strength, but we trust ourselves in hearing what God has told us to do. So I want to encourage you today. You've heard the vision. You've set up on the path. Don't lose your courage. Take those thoughts that are coming at you, where the enemy is throwing in doubts and questions, maybe even your partner is, maybe someone in your ministry is, maybe someone in your family is. Take hold of those words, take those thoughts captive, and let them not run in your mind. Otherwise, the discouragement will be in. We're at the moment, we're getting it out. That's our job today, is to get that discouragement out of your life. So bring your thoughts and your thought life into the Word of God. Think on what is pure, what is lovely, what is wholesome, what is good for building up and edifying. Think on these things today. And then point six, we're covering a lot of ground, but praise God. I just pray that, you know, the seeds are going in and this is really helping you today. And we're breaking off. I really believe discouragement is breaking in people's lives today. Number six, cast your cares upon Jesus. Cast your cares upon him. 1 Peter 5:7 wraps it up nicely today. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Every weight, every problem, everything that is coming against you that could be discouraging you today, know that you can cast that upon Jesus. And we're going to do that right now at the end of this broadcast today. We're going to lift all the things that could be troubling you, discouraging you today, and we're going to cast them onto Jesus. And because we know that he can hold them, he can carry them, and we're not built to carry them. So discouragement. I'm going to quickly recap, and then I'm going to pray today. Discouragement tries to deprive us of confidence, tries to bring in feelings of despair, people expressing disapproval, raising objections, all these things try and bring in discouragement. Discouragement robs us of courage, and it robs us of hope, and it shuts down our spirit and crushes our spirit within us. That's the power of discouragement. But we have taken the sword of the word of the Lord against discouragement today. Firstly, we're going to change our polarity, change the atmosphere around you, change it from negative to positive. Begin to speak out life, begin to speak out hope, begin to move in positive direction again, and don't allow that negative polarity to poison the atmosphere and bring in discouragement. Let's not throw away our confidence. The confidence you had when you set out in ministry, the confidence you had when you got up and got the vision to move with where you're going, that started the business, that took on the employees. You ran with it. Don't throw that confidence away. Today, take back your courage. Take it back, the very courage and the boldness that makes you who you are today. Take back that courage. Where your mind's been attacked and wandering to the left and the right, pull in those thoughts. Pull them back in. Get them in line with the Word of God. Get them in line with the truth of who you are and who God is. Let's not be deceived. And finally, those cares and those burdens, which is where we're going to pray right now and finish the broadcast for today, let's cast our cares upon Jesus. Join me with prayer, please, right now. Father, I thank you for today. I thank you, God, that though discouragement crouches around our doors, though discouragement throws its flag into our face, right now in the name of Jesus, we rebuke that discouragement out of our lives. We thank you that we can cast every care upon you today, Jesus, because your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Thank you for your truth, and your truth makes us free. So I thank you for every leader who's listening, every business owner, every business developer, every entrepreneur, every man, every woman who's walking the path, whether you're in ministry, whether you're working out in the market field, whether you're in secular job, wherever you are operating as a person of the kingdom of God. And I pray right now that discouragement will be gone from your life, will be broken off. Every weight of responsibility right now will be lifted to Jesus. You can hear him clearly. You can pick up the courage. You can clear your mind. You can move out again in confidence today, knowing that you have a great high priest who has gone before you, and God's promises that he will not fail you. He will be with you. He will never forsake you. So take courage and move on today. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you for your word. We thank you for your truth. And we declare that discouragement will have no part of our day today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening today. It's been great to be with you. Praise God.
Thank you for joining us on VI, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange. Don't forget, you can check us out online at www.impactmw.org. Again, that's www.impactmw.org. Or you can call us daily at 888-405-9785 to find out about all of our scheduled events and activities of ministry. Well, God bless you, and we'll see you again next time on VI, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.